Hello and welcome to another episode of Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are diving into a life-saving advancement in hepatology, that is liver transplantation. Liver transplants are no longer just a last resort for patients with severe liver disease. Today, we focus on understanding when the transplant is necessary and the options available, and how personalized care can improve outcomes and quality of life. Joining us today is Dr. Dharmesh Kapoor, consultant hepatologist at Yashoda Hospitals, to help us understand how these approaches are transforming patient care and giving new hopes to those with liver diseases. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Dharmesh, sir, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Lakshmi. My pleasure.
So to begin with, could you explain when a liver transplant becomes necessary and why timely intervention is so crucial?
So, broadly speaking, we transplant patients for three indications. The commonest is the end-stage liver disease. So, these are patients with cirrhosis who have gone beyond the paradigm of medical management. They are not responding well to the medical management. Either that management is producing side effects or they have got quality of life issues. So, this constitutes roughly about 70-80% of the transplant work we do. The second cohort of patients are those in whom we are transplanting for something which is a bolt out of the blue. So these are patients who have a very abrupt onset of liver failure, whether acute liver failure or acute on chronic liver failure. And then these patients become very sick. And this is the cohort which needs timely and urgent intervention. And this constitutes about 20-25% of the patients we transplant. Roughly about 5% of patients we transplant are for pure cancer indications or oncologic indications. So that means there are patients who have got liver cancer or certain other types of cancer which are housed in the liver, and for them the most definitive treatment remains liver transplant. So that is how I would categorize the cohort of patients whom we consider suitable for liver transplantation.
And also living donor liver transplant are often discussed. So how do you think that they work and what should patients and families know about them?
So living donor transplants have been performed in our country for almost 3 decades now. A related member of the family of a given patient agrees to donate a part of the liver. Liver is a unique organ which has got the properties to regenerate. And this is what we take advantage of when we plan a living donor transplant for a given patient. Now, in living donor transplantation, the most important aspect is the donor safety. So, of course, that is being done for recipient benefit, but the recipient benefit is always a secondary endpoint in this particular endeavor. So, if there is a donor who can donate a part of the liver safely, and mind you, we can remove up to 60-65% of a healthy liver from a given donor. And we know that the remnant in the donor will regenerate and regenerate well, provided the donor selection has been astute. So this is what we take advantage of in living donor transplant. Now, whatever part of the liver which the live donor is donating for their near and dear one, that particular part is supposed to be metabolically far more competent and adequate than the ailing liver which that recipient has at that point in time. And therefore, it gives them a new lease of life. Now, there are certain situations when living donor transplant becomes very difficult or challenging. A, when donor is not suitable. B, the donor blood groups do not match. Donor and recipient blood groups do not match or are not compatible. But there are some ways of circumventing that problem. And third, when the recipient characteristics are extremely unfavorable. So it's not uncommon nowadays to see recipients who weigh 120 kilos or upwards. And in those situations, one would have to either use two donors, they will be donating some part of their liver, or one would have to just wait for a deceased donor organ to come this particular recipient's way.
So can you share some real-life examples where liver transplantation has significantly improved a patient's quality of life? I'm sure you have many.
So I think if you were to ask me in one sentence as to what is the biggest gain from a liver transplant, so I would not say that this particular patient has benefited by way of putting an end to the liver disease. I would say this particular patient has gained by improving quality of life. So quality of life is the most important measure or quantum to assess the benefit from a liver transplant. So if it is performed in a timely manner, you would have someone who is actually battling a very, very serious illness and with severity scores telling you that this person has got less than 7-day survival chance. And after the procedure, the very next day you find this patient sitting up in the bed and chatting merrily with his family members. So that is how transformational this particular procedure is. But like I said, it needs a lot of planning, a very, very careful patient selection, and the right timing. So if the timing is right, extremely sick patient can also be saved. And if the timing is not right, you could go wrong even in what might otherwise have appeared to you a walk in the park.
That's definitely giving a second chance at life. So these days, I'm sure we have many centers with advanced liver care. But what is that one thing that you feel really makes our liver transplant program really unique and sets us apart from the others?
So at our institution, we have got a very heady mix of both deceased donations as well as living donor liver transplants. So that's something not many programs in our country can boast of. Number two, we transplant really sick patients, and many of our patients actually get referred from other hospitals, including teaching hospitals. Number three, we have got a huge experience in transplanting the pediatric population. Again, something which is very challenging, especially in the technical aspects of the surgery. And I think most importantly, the legacy. So we've been doing this procedure for almost more than 2 decades, and that holds you in good stead.
And finally, doctor, what is that advice that you would like to give to our listeners, especially with someone who's battling a chronic liver disease or someone who's thinking of a transplant?
So I think the most important thing, at the expense of repeating myself, is timing. Go see a specialist. Never be satisfied with the drug therapy that has been offered to you and which is, as you would know better than anyone else, not giving you the desired outcomes. Those outcomes need not just be by way of improvement in biochemistry, but at the end of the day, it is the quality of life that matters. So what we as clinicians feel, especially on the transplantation side, is that patients get referred to transplanting units rather late. So if that could change, that would make life very easy for everyone.
So thank you, doctor, for sharing and joining us today and sharing your expertise on such a critical and hopeful aspect of hepatology. Your insights will certainly help our listeners understand that liver transplantation is not just a procedure. It's a journey of personalized care, timely intervention, and renewed life. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Yashoda Health Podcast. If you found this discussion helpful, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. And don't forget to share this episode with friends or family who might benefit from it. Until next time, stay informed, stay proactive, and remember, early intervention and personalized care can make all the difference. For more expert insights on health and well-being, stay tuned to Yashoda Hospital's podcast. Thank you.